dictation for Cecilia Bott, B-O-T-T, September 21, 1970. Address as a letter to Kaylyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Cecilia. With generalized edema and anasarca, underlying ischemic cardiomyopathy, liver cirrhosis, portal hypertension, ascites, has chronic kidney disease, recent paracentesis, two opportunities, as well as thoracocentesis. Remains on oxygen 2 liters, mostly at night, as well as needed during daytime. Trying to do salt fluid restriction, compliant with a high dose of diuretics, as well as an aldactone. No reported vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding, during without infection, cloudiness, or blood, has chronic orthopnea, as well as lightheadedness, but no falling episode, follow with gastro liver specialist at Lansing, requested a liver Doppler, which results are not available yet. Next paragraph, review present medications. I'm going to highlight aldactone, torsemide, remains on short long-acting insulin, next paragraph, present blood pressure by nurse 115/77, weight 239, generalized edema and anasarca, as well as obesity, chronic dyspnea, chronically ill, breast sound decreased both sides, no pericardial wrap, there is ascites, no peritonitis, no open ulcers, alert, oriented time 4, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, November the 3rd. Anemia, 10.5, low platelets, 138, normal white blood cell, azotemia, stable or improved, presently 1.41, representing GFR 44, low sodium, low potassium, upper bicarbonate, poor nutrition, corrected calcium normal low, liver function test not elevated, glucose in the 180s, INR 1.1. Recent alpha fetoprotein not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. From the renal standpoint, acute and chronic renal failure, combination of cardiorenal, hepatorenal, continue salt fluid restriction, increase aldactone to 25, torsemide, we can do higher dose 2-3 days in a row, up to 100, and then go down to 50. She understands her fluid retention, ascites, pleural fluid is a combination of heart and liver, not the kidneys. Dialysis will not be able to control these problems. Any aggressive diuresis is going to cause decrease of kidney function, prerenal state. She has inoperable coronary artery disease with prior procedures and bypass. She's only on medical treatment. She has a background of diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. There has been no obstruction or urinary retention. Monitoring electrolyte and acid base, has diastolic type congestive heart failure. Right ventricle was considered normal. There is mitral regurgitation. Condition prognosis is guarded. Already following with palliative care. Liver specialist needs to help us if she will qualify for any TIPS procedure. Awaiting results of liver ultrasound Doppler, looking for any potential suprahepatic thrombosis. Only to discuss at length, this was a prolonged visit.